Welcome back. This is City Views. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce. The professional cycling race, known as America's toughest stage race, just got tougher. This year's Larry H. Miller Tour of Utah is adding more mileage and vertical feet to the six-day race, which kicks off today. Today on the program, Tour of Utah President Steve Miller joins me to talk about the twists and turns in store for this year's competitors. And Steve Miller, welcome. Thanks very much for your time.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
I understand that you are out near the start line for stage one of the race, so we'll hear some background noise, which is great. The Tour of Utah will be held, it kicks off this morning in about a half an hour, and it will run through August 12th throughout northern Utah. And there's more information on the website, tourofutah.com. Also, links on our website, kcpw.org. If you've got questions or comments about cycling in Utah and what the Tour of Utah means to the cycling community, you can give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Steve Miller, of course, is the president and CEO of the Larry H. Miller Tour of Utah. Describe the atmosphere up there in Ogden. What's it like right now?
Well, it's a beautiful day, first of all. It's a great day for cycling. Unfortunately, the weather won't stay as pleasant as it is right now. It's going to be quite hot today, but the atmosphere is electric. There's something in the air that we haven't had before, and there's just a heightened sense of energy, and there's a lot of people already out milling around the start line. They're getting autographs from the riders as they sign in. A lot of photography crews and a lot of visitors in town. So it's very electric up here. It's a great feeling.
Tour of Utah has grown from an amateur event just a few years ago to one of just four pro cycling events being held in the U.S. this year. That's quite an achievement. Could you trace the evolution of the event for us?
Well, I think, the evolution really began back in 2004. As you mentioned, it was just a little regional race, known as the Thanksgiving Point Stage Race. It was just a two-day event at the time. And we were only sponsors, but as the gentleman that was running it had a vision for it, he shared that vision with us. And it's just from one year to the next, we were able to help him grow it. And then a couple of years into that, he decided to shift course. So we took the entire race on and just continued to grow up from there. And we continued to add days, and we continued to add elements to the race, making it a little bit tougher each year and a little bit longer. And a couple of years ago, we made it a six-day race. And now we're in a position where we can invite the best teams in the world. We've got 17 teams racing in the Tour of Utah, seven of which just finished competing at the Tour de France and have come directly to Utah to race here. So quite an evolution from a regional race now to an internationally known pro cycling stage race. It's very exciting.
Well, quite an evolution even since 2007. You didn't hold the race because you were restructuring. Was becoming a pro cycling event always part of that big picture that you had?
Well, it was. We being in the pro sports industry with the Utah Jazz and with the Salt Lake Bees and Miller Motorsports Park, we figured that if we were going to be in the cycling, if we were going to have a pro bike race in our bailiwick, that we probably ought to try and have it be at a level consistent with our other pro sports properties. And so we sat down as a group of us and put a game plan together and wanted to methodically, chart out a plan that would get us to where we are today. We didn't want to do it all in one step because we've seen other races come and go, be a flash in the pan, if you will, and not put a foundation in place to where it could be sustainable. We wanted to grow this race from one year at a time and put an infrastructure in place that would allow for it to stick around for a long time.
Speaking with Steve Miller, President and CEO of the Larry H. Miller Group and the Tour of Utah, which kicks off in about a half an hour this morning. It's a multi-stage pro cycling event, begins today, runs through August 12th. And again, more information at tourofutah.com. You can join our conversation if you like. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. Steve Miller, this year you're calling the event America's Toughest Stage Race. It's boasting a 25% increase in elevation gain, and the race has been lengthened to 545 miles. That's 7 miles of vertical climbing over 6 days. Really, really challenging. Why the changes?
Well, part of our goal is to keep the race fresh and change it just enough from year to year to keep it interesting. We don't want to continue to put the same product out there year after year after year. And Utah is so beautiful, and there's so much diverse terrain here that we try to use new routes. So from year to year, we do keep a few of the stages identical to years before because they're so popular with the crowds. But with Utah Office of Tourism and the Utah Sports Commission being such strong partners, we want to work with them to find out what their needs are and what they want shown on TV, and work in partnership with them to accomplish those goals. But primarily, it's really, we just change things up from year to year to keep it fresh and keep it interesting. That's really the primary reason.
Six stages, 6 days. Can you just briefly tell us about the course this year?
You bet. Today we start in Ogden. We'll start right here on 25th Street in Ogden, and we'll race up into the Morgan Valley area, up into Croydon, and just up in those beautiful, lush high valleys that northern Utah is known for. Coming back via what we'll use the Trapper's Loop on the way out and on the way back, and then we'll come over the North Ogden Pass back into downtown Ogden. So the start finish line is a common area today. And tomorrow the race will go to Miller Motorsports Park, where it will be a closed course, and the teams will race individually, one team at a time, and they'll race the clock. It's known as the team time trial. It's almost art in motion, poetry in motion. It's very fun to watch a team time trial. The next day, Thursday, the race will start in Ogden, and that's when the race leaves Ogden for good. We'll race from Ogden to Salt Lake City, finishing at Research Park via East Canyon Reservoir, Big Mountain, Little Mountain, Emigration Canyon, and then finishing right there at Research Park. Friday, the race will start in Lehi, Utah, use the old Pony Express route going out into the West Desert a little bit. Then it will loop back on itself, coming back into the Salt Lake Valley, use the new Mountain View Corridor, which has not been driven on by anybody yet. The Tour of Utah will be the inaugural set of vehicles to use that pavement.
Nice.
Coming into downtown, finishing in front of the arena Friday afternoon. That's going to be a great stage for spectators to watch. Saturday leaves leaves Park City and finishes at Snowbird. That's an unbelievable stage. It climbs 10,000 feet over 100 miles. But that's not the toughest stage this year. We've actually added one that's a little bit tougher. It's brand new. We've not used a lot of these roads before. Stage 6 on Sunday will leave Park City, more or less at the corner of Heber and Main. It'll race out past Camas, over the Wolf Creek Ranch Estates, down into Heber, through Midway, up the Empire Pass, down through Deer Valley, finishing right at the same start line that we left from, and that's on Sunday.
Wow, it sounds very intense. You mentioned 17 teams, 7 of which are just coming straight from the Tour de France. What kind of feedback are you getting from these teams that are competing in the Tour of Utah about newer, tougher Tour of Utah?
Well, it's all good. It's all good. These cyclists, again, they're the best in the world, and when they win a race, they want to know that it means something. And this has been a sleepy little race the last handful of years, but last year and this year, it's really broken out and come into its own, and it's earned a reputation for itself around the world. And so we've garnered a lot of attention from these Pro Tour teams, and they want to come see what this race is all about. They're very excited to be here, and they're very excited to test themselves on these extremely tough courses. We had a press conference here in Ogden yesterday, and the word across the board was a lot of the teams had pre-scouted these courses and actually ridden them so that they knew what they were in for, and others had only scouted them on Google Maps and others. But the consensus, by and large, was that that stage 6 that I just described, the one that leaves Park City and finishes in Park City, is conceivably the toughest climb on any, it certainly is in any American race, and it might be the toughest climb anywhere in America.
Levi Leipheimer is the defending Tour of Utah champion. Jeff Lauder, who won the race in 2008, racing again this year. Tell us who are some of the cyclists to watch.
It's a great question. We've got so many exciting names here this year. Levi Leipheimer, as you mentioned, he's won the race twice. He's won the Tour of California three times. He's won the Tour of Switzerland before. He's finished on the top, not on the top, but on the podium of the Tour de France multiple times. I believe he's a four-time top 10 finisher at the Tour de France. Certainly, you have to give Levi a really strong look. He's a crowd favorite. He did suffer a training accident earlier in the year, which has set him back a little bit, but by and large, Levi's very strong. Jeff Lauder, local Utah resident, very strong. He knows the course as well. You have to think that he's going to perform well. Francisco Mancebo, who rides for RealCyclist.com, again, multi-podium finisher at the Tour de France. He's a strong rider. Chris Horner rides for Radio Shack Nissan Trek. He's never raced in the Tour of Utah before. He finished 13th at the Tour de France this year. Chris could be the dark horse in this race. He's a very, very strong rider. And the beauty of it is, this is a race that a lot of young riders have made their mark at. And we've got some good young talent at this race. And there's some unknowns that really could come out of the woodwork and make a good, strong name for themselves here. And that's part of what makes this race so exciting, is it's really up for grabs.
Tour of Utah really seems to have energized the local cycling community as well as generated a particular fan base. What kind of numbers are you looking at in terms of, you know, spectators this weekend and throughout the week?
Well, that's always really tough to gauge, and it's when you consider that a lot of these courses are over 100 miles in length, it makes it a little bit difficult to count. But we do have volunteers on course counting, and we do an economic impact study afterwards with those numbers, and we do some interviews and so forth. But we expect, over the course of 6 days, we expect numbers to exceed the 200,000 range.
This is a six-stage race. If people want to follow the race along the routes or virtually, you've got a great website. Also, a Tour of Utah app. Maybe you can describe these online tools for people to follow the race.
Yeah, absolutely. TourofUtah.com is our website, and there's all the information that anybody could need to get engaged with this race, where to watch, what activities are going on. We'll have face painting for kids at the finish lines. We'll have bike activities, bike safety clinics. Bear and Bumblebee from the Bees mascot, they'll be out multiple times. There's lots of activities going on. There's food and festivities and so forth, but anything that somebody wants to know, again, where to watch, where to park, where will food be, how to buy merchandise, those types of things are all there. You mentioned our app, the TourofUtah.com app, or the Tour of Utah app. The neat thing about this race is you can watch this race from your computer, or you can watch it on your iPad or your iPhone or your Android. Just go to the App Store and download the Tour Tracker app. It's the Tour of Utah Tour Tracker. And you can stream the race live in its entirety right to your handheld. And just having mentioned that, I would also mention that last year we had over 130 different countries watch the race on the Internet last year. So it truly is an international event.
So what do you think the Tour of Utah has brought to the fan base here? And you know, what does it mean for cycling in Utah?
Well, when you consider the fact that Utah is one of 50 states, and the fact that there are only two, perhaps three, depending on how you count, we consider that there are really only two other races in the United States that race at or above our caliber, puts us in a pretty unique class. So Utahns don't need to travel anywhere to watch world-class cycling right here in their own backyard. And Utahns are curious, and they're active, and they're supportive, and we love being involved as Utahns. We love being involved with community events. And the fact that the Tour of Utah is a pro-level event, but it's free to the public, I think that's a part of what has made it so popular with the crowds and the fan base. But really, let's be honest. I mean, pro cycling is extremely exciting. When you get up close to these pro athletes and you can hear the sound of those carbon wheels and you can feel the energy of 130 cyclists moving at 25 or 35 or 45 miles an hour, it's really something to behold. You don't even have to be a cycling enthusiast to appreciate what these cyclists are capable of.
It's Steve Miller, president and CEO of the Larry H. Miller Group and the Tour of Utah, which starts today in about 15 minutes, runs through August 12th. More information is on their website, tourofutah.com. Links on our website, kcpw.org. Steve Miller, thanks very much for your time today, and good luck.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
City Views is a production of KCPW in Salt Lake City. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. Lauren Hendrickson is our intern. And you can continue the discussion online at kcpw.org. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at City Views SLC. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier Pierce.
Hello, Tom here with Utah Audio, proud supporter.